LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is meeting with longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell in Tallahassee, Florida, as the Trump administration continues to be pressured to release more information on the Epstein case. ABC's Alex Mallon says it's unclear what they're talking about.
The problem is that, according to the Justice Department's previous filings and statements made in court, this is a person who is not to be trusted. They have detailed a pattern of lies by Maxwell, and obviously she was convicted of engaging in some of the heinous acts that Epstein was charged for. So I think, you know, there's big questions over whether she says anything in this meeting that can be trusted.
The House Oversight Committee also subpoenaing her. President Trump is visiting the Federal Reserve today after repeatedly insulting Fed Chair Jerome Powell about interest rates. Earlier this week, we learned that Hershey was going to be raising its prices. Now Nestle says its products will cost more, too, because of worsening cocoa and coffee bean crops. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for its 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The awards are meant to highlight organizations like community groups, nonprofits, schools, and businesses that go above and beyond with innovative recycling efforts. There are four categories of awards, including for specific recycling projects and initiatives, overall recycling programs, innovations in recycling efforts, and special recycling events. The agency will be accepting nominations for the awards until September 15th. Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to limit the ability of the state legislature to spend taxpayer money on private attorneys. The legislation would require a vote of approval by the state assembly and Senate before the legislature can enter into a contract with outside legal counsel. State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner and State Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill, saying its goal is to restore trust and transparency in how state money is spent. They say over $5 million of taxpayer funds went to private legal fees last year. Barron County officials are reminding residents that the deadline to pay their property taxes is coming up. 2024 postponed real estate taxes in the county are due by July 31st. Rice Lake residents must pay their property taxes directly to the city, and all other Barron County residents must pay them to the county. The Barron County Government Center on Monroe Avenue has a drop box near the main entrance where residents can drop off their payments. Information on payment options, status, and amounts can be found on the county website. Fraser Shipyards in Superior has received over $800,000 in federal grant funding to improve their operations. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Small Shipyard Grant Program and will be used to purchase a new 130-ton crane. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says the grant funding will help strengthen the future of the critical shipping industry in Superior. The addition also comes as the region prepares to lose a major transportation corridor during the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, has he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl?
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter, he's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress,
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot to talk about today. Dear MAGA, you stormed the Capitol for a guy who couldn't even storm out of Epstein's pedo pool party. It's wild. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, just in, the House Republicans officially voted to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell. And by the way, today is the day that Todd Blanche, Trump's criminal defense lawyer, is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell to try to, in my opinion, try to cut a deal where she says, yeah, Bill Clinton was there for sure. Never heard of Donald Trump, though, in exchange for a pardon or, moving her to Club Fed or something like that. Also, there's a stunning video just out where Epstein is asked if he's been with Trump and women under 18. We'll play that for you in a few minutes. A crazy alert. South Park goes after Trump's tiny weenie and Paramount and Christian nationalists. We're going to play a PSA from it. Warning, it shows an AI Trump naked, including his, you'll be able to see it if you're watching on Free Speech TV or over at HartmanReport.com, or is it Tom.TV, which one is playing our show live? It's Tom.TV, right? In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live report from Ukraine, our one guest for the day. ICE is also intimidating reporters, and some of the reporters are pushing back. Don't back down. And this man wants a court to prevent his girlfriend, who is currently pregnant, from having another abortion. And it may be working. We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, the Abrego Garcia scandal is ripening. Here's the latest, and it's damn shocking stuff. Also, a slap in the face. An Army vet fumes that his Afghan interpreter, who saved his life multiple times, is now being deported by the Trump administration back to Afghanistan, where he'll probably be killed. And geeky science. Scientists discover a sixth sense in the gut that controls how much we eat. So a lot to talk about today. Our op-ed, my daily take, published over at HartmanReport.com this morning, along with our daily song, is titled, Dear MAGA, you stormed the Capitol for a guy who couldn't even storm out of Epstein's pedo pool party. What got me started thinking about this was the guy who called yesterday. I forget his name, but, you know, he's flagged as a conservative, and he called, which is a good thing. I mean, you know, I we want conservatives to call into the program. And I try to treat them respectfully, you know, or you respectfully if you're one of them. And basically, he called me Tommy and said, you're a liar, and hung up. And it was like, whoa. And it was about Epstein, of course. And I mean, this is a really rough time for the true believers, right? I mean, you know, they're discovering that this guy that they thought was a god is a con man, and that they have been the victims of a con, and they're pissed, and they want to know who did it to them and why and how and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, here we go. So, like Van Morrison sings, I was lost, I was double-crossed, yeah, by Trump, right? And Trump really got this thing rolling. I mean, back in October of 2020, he agreed with the QAnon theory. This was in an NBC town hall, nationwide television, saying that Democrats were involved with a satanic pedophile ring. I mean, he agreed with that. on television. And now that it's come out that, in fact, yes, there is a major pedophile ring. It has, apparently has over 1,000 victims, girls and young women who were abused, exploited, and raped by these older, wealthy men. And for more than a decade, and right in the middle of it, were Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. And as a result, the MAGA followers are just reeling in cognitive dissonance, which I think gives us an opportunity to speak to them compassionately in a way that might wake some of them up. So here's my letter to dear MAGA followers. Trump just didn't just nakedly lie to you when he promised he'd smash the pedo rings and drain the swamp. He's been lying to you his entire political career. He lied to you when he told you that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States. Why? So he could do favors for the morbidly rich who give him money. That lie was because he wanted to get into office. He lied to you when he said he supported blue-collar workers. In fact, he put union busters in charge of the Labor Department. You know, why? Because billionaires who give Republicans money hate unions. He lied to you when he said he'd clean up the environment. Instead, he's dismantling the EPA. He just shut down their Office of Research and Development. He's rolled back over 100 rules that protect our air, water, and soil. Why? Because the fossil fuel industry and big polluters give him money. He lied to you when he said he wanted a good future for your children. Here in the reality-based world, Trump killed Biden's efforts to reduce student loan debt, is pushing programs to defund public schools, and has all but shut down the entire federal Department of Education. Why? Because the private school industry gives him money. He lied to you when he said he'd lower health care costs. Because of his and the GOP's massive cuts to Medicaid and their, you know, big ugly bill, giant insurance companies that administer Affordable Care Act policies are rolling out rate increases of 75% next year. Why? Because the insurance, you know, why did he do this? Because the big insurance companies give them money. He lied to you when he said he'd protect Social Security and said he laid off 7,000 Social Security workers, causing absolute chaos at that agency. Why? Because the big banks who want to take over Social Security give him money. He lied to you when he said he'd bring home manufacturing jobs. Instead, his erratic tariffs have led to over 100,000 layoffs in the manufacturing sector just in the 6 months since he became president. Why does he wield tariffs like this? Because it gives him a sense of power, and it forces other nations' leaders to suck up to him and slather him with praise in a way worthy of Idi Amin. And he gets billion-dollar bribes for himself, his company, and his children. He lied to you when he said he'd lower the cost of groceries. Instead, he's pushing for more monopolies in the grocery sector, and his tariffs are driving up prices. Meat, eggs, produce, they're all up right now. Why? Because tariffs give him power and bribes, and the fossil fuel industry gives him money. He lied to you when he said he'd lower the cost of housing. Instead, he's gutting the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that protects you from mortgage predators. Why? Because the banking industry gives him money. He lied to you when he said he'd give working class people a tax cut. Instead, virtually all of the tax cuts go to the top 1%. And in 2 years, his tax bill actually starts raising taxes on average working people to pay for the tax cuts for the billionaires. Why? Because he's a billionaire. 13 of his cabinet members are billionaires. His buddies like Epstein are billionaires. And none of them, particularly Trump, want to pay their damn taxes. He lied to you when he said, I'll eliminate the federal debt. Instead, he's added more to the national debt faster than any president in the history, the 249-year history of America. Why? Well, he's forcing our government to borrow money our children have to pay back in order to give that cash to himself and his billionaire buddies. He lied to you when he said we're going to rebuild America with a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Instead, he not only never offered such legislation, but now he's refusing to fund the legislation or execute the legislation that Biden passed that was a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Why? Because billionaires hate paying taxes for things that benefit the little people, you know, who need roads and bridges, while they live on their estates and travel by private jet. He lied to you when he said he was only going to arrest undocumented immigrants who committed crimes and were the worst of the worst. Instead, over 70% of the people they're arresting are law-abiding people. Why? Because he's a racist and has been ever since he was a kid writing C for colored on rental applications for his father's apartments. I mean, the list goes on. Trump said he'd protect voting rights, and instead he's trying to make it harder for women and minorities to vote. He said he'd protect women's rights, and instead women in red states are bleeding out in record numbers. He said he'd protect our democracy, but instead he's taking an axe to it. He said he'd respect the rule of law, but instead he's taking bribes, and he violated the Hatch Act, hawking Teslas at the White House. That's a five-year in prison felony, by the way. He said he'd protect veterans, and instead he's gutting the VA. He said he'd respect police, and said he sent a mob to kill three of them. Why all the lies? Well, partly because he's a compulsive liar, and he found advantage, either politically or financially, in each one of his lies. He thinks of you, dear MAGA follower, the same way he thinks of the people who signed up for his university, the people who bought products from his failed businesses, or people who paid the absurd fees to join his seedy golf motel clubs. He thinks of you as suckers. It's just that simple. So, dear MAGA, please reconsider your slavish notion to this devotion to this lifelong liar, this convicted felon, this adjudicated serial sexual assaulter, and rejoin the rest of us in the reality-based world. You've been lied to for so long, and we're here to help your reentry into the normal civil society. You're welcome.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. I'm not into chasing trends, but I'm all about stuff that feels right, feels good, and actually lasts. On our vacation in Northern Europe, I was wearing an all-cotton and wool sweater that from Quince that was just spectacular. I mean, their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They are working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince, and you will too. I recently purchased a cotton cashmere blend, so soft and perfect for those cool summer nights. And Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/THOM for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Tom. You got to check this out. Spectacular clothing.
You wore your cap, stood proud in that hall while your Messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. He told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spas with a teenage guest list. You stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well where those jet wheels ran. He said, protect the girls from evil's hands. Private land. You believed he'd end the child abuse, but he was toasting with the ones who cut them loose. He told you lies with a wink and grin, while girls, not yet women, were trafficked in. He said, Democrats worship Satan's plan while shaking hands with that pedophile's clan. You gave up your job, your name, your fate for a con man in gold behind Mar-a-Lago's gate. Now you're in jail for that big red wave while he's out golfing, dodging graves. Stormed the Capitol for a fraud who watched as children were beaten and pawed. He promised you fire, he promised revenge, but he swam with devils in Epstein's den. You fought for the lie while the truth lay bare that your hero didn't care, was never there. Signed away your rights with a trembling hand. He gutted your future, slashed your pay, while young girls wept just a flight away. He laughed with Epstein, shared the jet, but he knew you'd forget he'd cash in that bet. Now you're the joke he tells at night, the mark who mistook delusion for fight. You stormed the Capitol for a guy who let girls suffer while selling a lie. He told you he'd save them, then walked away as they cried for help at the end of the day. Dear MAGA, you gave him your soul and breath, but your king was dining in the house of death. And now, dear MAGA, the truth is clear. You were never the hero, just the volunteer for a man who saw pain and walked on past while the girls you swore to save never made it back.
Minutes past the hour, so as we speak, Todd Blanche, Trump's criminal defense lawyer, is on his way to New Jersey or New York, or no, maybe it's Florida. Where? Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail in Florida. He's on his way down to Florida we don't know. But Epstein. Now, Michael Wolff is reporting that Epstein believed that Trump was the rat who busted him. I've got two video clips I'm going to play for you just on the other side of the break here. One is Jeffrey Epstein taking the fifth when asked if him and Donald Trump were with girls under 18. And the other is this amazing thing out of South Park. I don't know if you caught last night's South Park episode. Louise and I watched it this morning. It's incredible. And they created a PSA and they developed their own website for it. And it's pretty amazing. I don't know how to describe it beyond that. But here's then there's new information coming out. By the way, this Michael Wolff saying in 2004 the two men had a falling out over what Epstein alleged to be a money laundering scheme. Now there was this mansion that Trump bought for a fairly low price and then immediately sold for, I believe, more than twice as much to a Russian oligarch. And it's been widely thought for many years that that was probably a money laundering scheme. Epstein was pissed off about it. He wanted the mansion. And that was the beginning of the end. That was when they started falling out. And then apparently Trump, according to Michael Wolff, Epstein believed that Trump was the guy who turned him in to the FBI, which led to his arrest, which led to him being thrown in jail. It's amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. I have more to share with you on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose. Rather than trying to wait it out, you need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then the Overture Center's Tim Sowers joins me to give us a preview of upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new Child Care Bridge payment program to help providers with direct payments following the expiration of the Child Care Counts program. The new bridge payment program will see $110 million dispersed to child care providers across the state over the next year. A number of providers have raised warnings over recent weeks that the funding isn't enough as they contend with higher operating costs, lower profits, and parents struggling to afford the increasing cost of child care. Barron County officials are seeking candidates to take over the District 21 supervisor seat covering the southeast area of Rice Lake. The seat was previously occupied by Burnell Hansen, who announced his resignation on Monday to focus on his health and family. The county board chair will appoint Hansen's successor from the applicant pool before a full county board approval. The chosen candidate will serve the remainder of the current term, which ends next April. Candidates should submit their letter of interest to the office of the county clerk. The Rice Lake Public Library is inviting area kids to participate in a creative take on old drive-in movie theaters on Tuesday afternoon. The event aims to give area kids something to do during the summer months while also encouraging them to embrace their artistic sides. The kids can visit the library at 1 p.m. on Tuesday to decorate their own cardboard cars before the makeshift drive-in movie starts at 2 p.m. More information on Tuesday's event, as well as other upcoming events to keep area kids entertained, is available on the Rice Lake Public Library website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, still pretty humid, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog late, lows low 60s. And again, mid-80s tomorrow, a little more sunshine. Rain chances return this weekend. It's 74 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought They did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There was a time we lit the dark with truth engraved in fire and bark, a dream declared in freedom's name, a torch we passed, a sacred flame. But greed crept in on velvet paws, rewriting rights with rigged new laws. From gilded towers and whispered deals, they sold the heart, they broke the seal. Oh, see what we've become. When justice bends and truth comes undone, the stars are dimmed, the stripes are frayed. In silence now our values fade. This is how the truth gets lost, when freedom comes with such a cost. We watched it drift like ash and dust. This is
welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Just a FYI, tickets to KPFT, our Houston affiliate, to our soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session, are available. It's going to be at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th, and you can see the details over on my Facebook site at the very top. Louise has it pinned up there. Epstein was asked if he's been with Trump and women under 18. Check out this little clip here.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
And you ever been with Trump and young girl? No, I just can't answer that question. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then there's this amazing story that's out about 1991, the Spirit of New York yacht gliding toward the Statue of Liberty. Teenage girls, some as young as 14, dancing to the disco lights. This is about elite model management. Their look of the year contest in 91 and 92 with John Casablancas. Stacey Wilkes, then 16, recalls Trump telling her to lose weight as she stood in a swimsuit. And Trump visiting dressing rooms while the girls were changing. Shauna Lee, age 14, was pressured to go downstairs and dance before Trump. The Guardian reports another 15-year-old, kind of same thing. John Casablancas, the guy I mentioned who ran the program, according to The Guardian and corroborating sources, had a history of relationships with teenage models, including 15-year-old Stephanie Seymour. He later married a 17-year-old who was a contestant. He died in 2013. Gerald Marie, who was the head of Elite Paris and a judge in 91, has been accused of raping more than 15 women, dating back to the 80s. David Copperfield, the magician, was accused by multiple contestants of inappropriate behavior. He was another judge along with Trump. David Weil, who managed the finances through Star Capital Management, pleaded guilty to the statutory rape of a 15-year-old contestant. 16-year-old Shayla Love recounted being required to attend private dinners with Trump and Casablancas, where underage girls were present. Dylan's observation encapsulates how normal this dynamic had become at elite model management. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives, Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee Subcommittee on Federal Law Enforcement just voted 8-2 to subpoena all the Department of Justice records on subpoena. Tulsi Gabbard is embarrassing the hell out of herself over the Epstein scandal, claiming that Obama committed treason. Now she's got one of her guys in front of Congress, and he's being grilled by, I think it was Stefanik,
And he's like, well, I really don't have any evidence. We just want you guys to go out and find it. In fact, that was what Gabbard said. She said that you need to figure out for yourself how to connect the dots, right? Yeah. And meanwhile, and this is the amazing thing, South Park just kicked off their 27th season. Now, they must be feeling kind of immune because they just signed a deal with Paramount for $1.5 billion. Wow. Nice work if you can get it, right? And so last night they dropped this Sermon on the Mount is the name of the episode, the premiere episode for the new season of South Park. And you got to watch it. The whole thing is just astonishing. Jesus comes to Eric Cartman's school, and Cartman is complaining about, isn't Jesus not supposed to be in our school? Quack, quack, quack. And then there's this extended scene with Donald Trump. It's a deep fake, AI deep fake of Donald Trump, where he's walking naked in the desert and ends up having a conversation with his penis. And they produced a public announcement, a public service announcement, a PSA. You can see it on YouTube over at hetrumpedus.com. And here's a little piece of it. Check this out.
Who walked through the desert for you? Who survived the wilderness and gave the ultimate sacrifice? When things heat up, who will deliver us from temptation?
See, it's being narrated by South Park characters.
Donald J. Trump. No matter how
he's walking through the desert and taking his clothes off, and now he's getting naked in the desert. If you're just listening on radio, we're showing this on TV.
With conviction, discipline, and trust in God, he survived the desert.
And he's rolling over, and this is where he starts having this conversation, which we're blacking out his mushroom.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
Yeah, there we go.
Trump. His penis is teeny tiny, but his love for us is large.
Yes. But his love for us is large, and that says hetrumpedus.com. It's a public service announcement. So, I mean, this is the job of comedy, right, is to make fun of power. Seriously. I mean, back in the old days, I mean, we're talking like back in kings and kingdoms, back in feudal times, the one person who could ridicule the king, who could make fun of the king, who could make fun of the court, who could make fun of the wealthy and powerful people in the kingdom, was the court jester. That person had absolute legal immunity throughout his whole entire life. Why? Because the kings of that era knew that they had to hear what the people were saying. They had to know what was going on, even if they didn't like it, even if they didn't want to hear it, even if they didn't want it repeated, they needed to know. So they'd know, you know, like when a revolt was brewing and things like that. So comedy, you know, comedians have this long history going back to the court jesters of literally being, legally protected. And so it's going to be real interesting. The White House has just gone back guano nuts this morning, calling the South Park episode outrageous and obscene and terrible. And you can't do that. And, you know, quack, 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 quack. So hang on to your hats, because, you know, between Jon Stewart with all the other late night TV hosts in the room with him, Stephen Colbert, turning to the camera and telling Trump to F himself, and then South Park doing this routine that just is mind-boggling, it's going to get interesting. This is not the sort of thing that would be allowed in Putin's Russia. This is not the sort of thing that could happen in Viktor Orban's Hungary. Is this administration, is Donald Trump going to succeed in bringing their foot down on the neck of South Park, on the neck of Comedy Central, on the neck of will Skydance Media? I mean, you know, will Larry Ellison's son, Larry MAGA Ellison, who is buying, you know, who's financing this purchase of by Skydance Media of Paramount and CBS and South Park and all, you know, the whole collection of properties. Will he succeed in shutting them down? Inquiring minds want to know. So what's on your mind today? Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to make a quick comment and prediction regarding Trump and the Epstein file scandal.
Okay.
And I think this might help explain why Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal are okay going after Trump like they are on this issue. But basically, here's the prediction. The billionaires that actually run the Republican Party have gotten what they needed from Trump. They got the extension of their huge tax cuts. They got appointments of billionaire-friendly stooges to virtually all key federal regulatory positions. They actually don't need him anymore. And if he becomes too big of a liability through this Epstein scandal or his obviously deteriorating mental capacity, they'll be fine facilitating a way for him to exit and turn things over to Vance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone want to do an over-under on when this might occur?
No, I think you're right, Marty, at least by way of Rupert Murdoch's math, and probably a few of the other people, you know, in that orbit. I think you're entirely right. So we'll see. We'll see. It's as the old saying goes, we live in interesting times. Marty, thanks for the call. That was a good one. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls, and we'll keep rolling along. Stick with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. To save up to 37% off and get your free shipping. This stuff is absolutely great. Louise swears by it. Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM, to get that 37% discount.
Urge the rolls or rig the count. Make sure their votes don't amount. Whisper deals in hotel rooms. Promises wrapped in doom. Sabotage the peace they make. Break the truth for power's sake. How to steal a country and get away with it. Lie through your teeth while the ballots get ditched. Wave your flags and set it on fire. Sell them war and call it desire. Stack the courts, silence the press. Blame the poor, clean up the mess that you made with your billionaire friends. And do it again. And again. The court, tell the racists, hold the fort, block the boxes.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. John in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I'm going to do some pushback on you, Tom, and you're probably not going to like it.
I'm listening.
And the pushback basically boils down to, you're writing letters to MAGA. It's kind of like, how do I word this politely? Dealing with people that John Brown would have shot. Because these people are never going to learn their lesson. And I'll give you a perfect example. Back in 2018, Doug Jones, Roy Moore, Alabama Senate race. You remember that?
I do.
Okay, well, Doug Jones did a fantastic job for the state of Alabama for 2 years, and what happened when the next election came up? I don't know what you call that, but anyways, the next midterm that come up, a new senator for 6 years. What do? They elected Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they said no to Roy Moore, the child molester, which that was the big thing with him not getting elected. But then 2 years later, They went right back and elected, you know, Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, a guy who had his head banged too many times. Yeah.
You know, why are you wasting time you know, trying to save people that just.
Because I think some of them are savable, John. I really do. I have I have an acquaintance who has been watching nothing but Fox News for the last couple of years, and he's fallen down this rabbit hole. And he's a decent guy. I mean, I've known this guy for a while, and you know, he's been sucked in. He's bought the, you know. I mean, you see something on television, you have authoritative voices telling you it's true, and you come to believe it. He lives in that MAGA bubble, and I would love to find a way to puncture that for him. He's a decent person, and he's somebody that I have to interact with. I don't have any choice. So, you know, yeah. I think, and I think most of us have somebody like that in our lives. And so, you know.
Oh, I got a whole family full of them.
Yeah, okay. So that's why I keep reaching out to them, John. And no, I'm not pissed off at you for pointing it out or anything like that. I get what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from. And there's a lot of people who have said, in fact, there's a whole movement right now to encouraging people to tell their MAGA friends, hey, screw you, go away. I don't want to talk to you ever again, by way of creating that social shunning that creates the kind of the social pressure that might cause people to rethink what they're doing. I mean, you know, a lot of people pause before doing something that they might want to do, but, you know, like kick the dog in front of their kids or something, you know, but they think, you know, I shouldn't do this in front of other people. And things a lot worse than kicking the dog. And social pressure is a real thing. It actually works. So, you know, yeah, it's entirely possible to just tell these people to go screw themselves. But many of us don't have that luxury.
Well, I mean, it's not that I have the luxury. I have to do it out of necessity.
Yeah, okay.
In order to hold on to my sanity and decency.
Okay, then why are you criticizing
out, you know?
Me, John? I don't get it.
You know, it's just... Yeah, well, the whole thing that I'm trying to get at, Tom, is it's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
They're going to go right. They're going to revert back to their old ways.
Well, I suspect nine out of ten times that's true, John.
18th Senate election in Alabama, you know, is proof, all the proof you need.
No, I got that, and I think 9 out of 10 times you're absolutely right that these, you know, it's very hard to get people out of cults. My old friend Hilly Zeitlin used to be a cult deprogrammer. I have heard the stories. It is, you know, he worked with Ted Patrick. It's a real challenge, but it can be done. And, you know the old saying about the law that, you know, we'd rather have 100 people who are guilty go free than one man who's innocent become convicted. And that's why,
right.
You know, we organize our law the way we do. I think it's worth the effort if one out of 100 MAGA people reads what I wrote or hears what I said or, you know, gets a YouTube or a video of my little rant shared with them and they go, huh, maybe he's right. Because I think this is the moment that's ripe for it, John. You know, they are realizing that Trump has been lying to them about Epstein and the whole, you know, Democratic, satanic, pedophile, blah-de-blah-de-blah. This is dawning on these people. And I think that's an opening. I really do.
Well, you were talking about that QAnon.
Yeah. Well, QAnon's driving a lot of this.
Anyway, the QAnon, going back to the QAnon thing, you know, these are the people that spread that lie all these years.
I know, but again, they are cult members. They are people who've been duped. It doesn't make them evil. It, you know, might make some of them kind of not all that bright. But anyway, John, I got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you for the call. Up next, Phil Itner, live from Ukraine. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Word today that wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died. The legend of the World Wrestling Federation, now known as the WWE, rose to fame in the 1980s, stacking up wrestling wins as one of the superstar wrestlers with his towering physique and signature bleach blonde hair. ABC's Diane Macedo has more.
Hulk Hogan has a complicated legacy. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. But then removed in 2015 after a scandal over racist comments while he was being secretly recorded. Hulk Hogan was 71 years old. WWE says they're saddened to learn of his passing and extending their condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans.
The Hulk